You have someone on the phone we haven't talked to.
No, actually, I think he'll call back because
my minutes ran up. I have to run into 7-Eleven and get another phone card.
No, they're making fun of Anthony, who is part of the Indecent Exposure Radio crew. He was on the phone with us for a little bit. I'm hoping he will call back. But even if he doesn't, we have... Oh, that was Anthony making fun of Robin. Excuse me. We have Anthony in the studio. And Jimmy, of course. Jimmy's sort of the founder and the glue that holds all this together. Jimmy Britt, Anthony DiMarcescamo, Eskimo, what?
You got it, right? Alex, DiDomenico.
DiDomenico. I'll get it. Some, no, I won't.
A nice Irish Catholic name.
So, please, Jimmy, tell us about how your show came about.
Well, we did a show on WGBB for about 2 years called... Well, we started called The Mikey and Jimmy Show. Then we changed it to The Jimmy and Robin Show, and we were on here for 2 years.
Well, they killed Mikey.
Yeah.
Mike is in a ditch somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we mixed, like, comedy with talk also, like, you know, somewhat like your show, but we have more of, like, a younger crowd of, like, we had a lot of local bands and a lot of mainstream bands. And
are you saying Dave doesn't have a younger audience?
No, but their crowd is 11-year-old girls.
Yeah, of course. You know.
If you know what I'm saying.
So was yours.
Yeah, but that's after the show in the parking lot. But, you know, thank you very much.
Yeah, so we did our show here for 2 years, and we had the best time. We had a lot of great bands in the studio, and then now we... changed the name of the show to Indecent Exposure Radio, and we found a station in New Rochelle, Talk Radio WVOX, and we just said, hey, let's get the show back together.
So specifically more, Anthony, tell us, what is the show about? What's going to be on it?
Oh, we're going to have live bands every week, call-ins from bands, comedians. Today, actually, comedian Craig Guest, who's heard on the Howard Stern Show, he's also been seen on Sex and the City. He's agreed to do a call-in interview. Do comedy bits, like I said before, just like regular talk, like, you know, what's going on with our lives. That's why I think the show is different than anything else out there. It's like every kind of radio show in one.
Are you going to call and prank Howard Stern? That's what I want.
No, we will not call and prank Howard Stern.
Well, first of all, he's your idol. I mean, it sounds like the glue linking you all. Glue is the metaphor word today. I don't know why. It's Howard, the love of Howard.
But you know what, though? Like, like I said, I love Howard Stern, but a lot of people always going to say stuff like, oh, you're... You know, you're trying to copy Howard Stern. When we never do it, we're more of like, we promote Howard Stern all the time. All we do is talk about Howard Stern, you know what I mean? So when we do things, we never copy anyone, but when we talk about Howard Stern, or like, let's say a girl calls and we start asking them a question or whatever, people just automatically think, oh, you're trying to copy Howard Stern, when it's really nothing like that.
You can't do rate comedy radio without copying Howard Stern.
Well, it's kind of like, a music, when certain bands, like, influence other artists. Yeah. Well, that's what it is with us. I mean, we listen to Howard all life, so... The only really teachings of early radio I had was Howard Stern. That's how I ask questions. It's kind of similar to... we try to get away from it. I mean, we do more music stuff than Howard does.
Right.
But we still were very influenced by that, you know, that genre of radio.
Let David tell you about Yiddish radio.
I used to listen to some Yiddish radio, and I learned from that, too. Art Raymond and the Sunday Simcha. I used to listen to that. But Howard learned from Gene Shepherd. I mean, there are ways... And Steve Allen.
I learned from, like, Howard Stern, and, like, ever since I was about, you know... 13 years old, I started listening to Howard when I was about 12 on my own, and then, like, I was on the show when I was 13, and well, I was on
now
the
I
show.
Now, I know I asked you about that, you know, earlier off the air, but tell us about that. Yeah, I mean, met Howard Stern when you were...
Yeah,
that was your bar mitzvah gift, as it were.
Yeah, so I was 13, I was always a big fan of Howard Stern, and I liked wrestling at the time, and they had a wrestler called Stone Cold Steve Austin on the show, so I said, you know what, let me go down there. So I went down there, I got to go on E! And everything, so... It was so cool to go in the studio, and I just felt like it was something that I never experienced before, and I loved the so much fun of going in a radio studio. It was so cool.
Well, and that was Evie, the network, not the drug, right?
No.
He did that later.
No.
In fact, we'll all be doing that later after the show.
Just want to make
just
sure.
What do you remember, that more specifically, like when you were there, what do you actually remember about being in that studio, seeing Howard, seeing Robin, anything someone said? A vibe that you got?
Well, I was there. It was funny. You know, I was on, the cameras were on me. They were talking to me. And, you know, Howard was asking me if I want to punch Stone Cold Steve Austin and stuff like that. It was so cool. I just remember going there. I remember going upstairs. And I didn't think I was going to get on. I went upstairs, and all of a sudden the doors open up, and then the e-cameras come. And it was just like an experience that I never, you know, felt before. And I just loved it. And then I went on again when I was 16 for a guy called Fred Durst from a band called Limp Bizkit that I'm a huge fan of. And I just... You know, I always loved, I was always going to concerts and meeting bands. I knew everyone from K-Rock, a station in New York, and I loved the whole thing. And then I just said, you know what, I'm into the music, might as well do a show like that with comedy and stuff like that and have a whole big show.
And you see the possibilities still of radio rather than, say, going into television or other kinds of media?
Yeah, as of now, I like radio too. You know, I don't know if I go on TV and I might, you know, I don't know, be embarrassed or something like that. But we were thinking about maybe
WGBB.
Yeah, WGBB. I have a face for radio. Oh, we were thinking about maybe doing something where
WGBB. Are you calling for the?
We record a weekly show.
I have to remind David he's on the microphone.
Yeah. We're very professional here.
But yeah, we were thinking about maybe doing something where we record the show, then maybe try to get it on a public access show. But we don't know about that. But if you go to indecentexposureradio.com, there's a thing called YouTube, and we have a page on there with all like live clips and stuff like that. And every week now we're going to be updating live in studio clips of, you know, of all the bands performing.
Oh, sorry, my fault for pressing the wrong button. Leaving my mic on while I was taking a call for you guys from Samantha. Hi, Samantha, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, you sound real excited.
This is really the other guy.
Oh, is this Anthony again? I'm not Anthony. Excuse me. Is this Robin again? Hello?
It's not Robin again. It's Robin.
No, this is a real girl. This is a human girl with breasts kind of
thing. Hey, Samantha, how you doing?
Hi.
What's going on?
All right.
How you been?
Oh, okay. I was just, like, listening. I was like, hey, he's talking about Howard Stern. Let me call.
Yeah.
That was the funniest thing. That is the biggest family joke ever.
Yeah, everyone knows that. See, like when I went on it, I always felt like so like popular. Everyone in my family was like, "He was on Howard Stern. He was on Howard Stern."
Yeah,
so it was
cool.
Just like I love the feeling, and now it's like I love that I get to do like my own show. Maybe it's not like on the biggest thing, but like I said, I'm gonna take it from where it's at now, and I swear I'm gonna take it to where it's never been before. I'm gonna make these people listen to us. Like I'm gonna send them demos every week, and they're gonna want us. They'll take us, and I only want to do a weekly show, and then. You know, we'll take it from there. You know, if it takes us to maybe an everyday show one day, then we'll see how it goes.
I mean, it's that drive and that energy that I need more of to do more of what I'm doing. I mean, you told me you sent out, like, 100, 150, when you were trying to get the show?
Yeah, well, when I started doing the show, I was like, you know what, I want to try to get on some internet radio stations that will want to replay our show during the week. So I wrote about maybe 150 to 200 internet radio stations trying to get my show on. Hey, you know, maybe if you have something to fill. And you know, I got, you know, 3-4 replies. And, you know, I'm just waiting for all the info of when they're going to play it. But one of the big things that we're going to be on is a thing called Murder Ride Radio. And
what was that?
It's called Murder Ride Radio. If you ever seen the movie House of a Thousand Corpses, it's a Rob Zombie movie. The clown that's in that movie has an internet radio station. And we talked to his people, and they're willing to replay our show on their station. So that's pretty big for us.
That's
cool. Like, you know, big thing.
Anthony?
Who's Samantha?
Yeah, Samantha, hey. You still there?
Yeah. I'm
giggling sure. Away.
Is she one of the girls who was sending topless pictures to you?
No. Samantha.
Your sister.
See, Samantha these people, like, I put a thing on MySpace, so that's why everyone knows that we were on tonight. But yeah, Samantha's like somewhat of, kind of in my family. Well, it's my cousin Kenny's cousin. So she's
So you slept with her?
No.
Are you hot, Samantha?
I know her since I was like young.
Are you hot?
No.
How old are you?
That's the ultimate talk radio question, is that you have to ask every girl.
How old are you, Samantha?
I'm 16.
Shoot. Oh. Click. There goes the mic. Oops. Sorry.
But yeah, she's some kind of, she's like kind of like my family. So.
Samantha Ramsey is her name.
You sound like a lovely girl. Don't pay attention to these people behind the microphone.
Keep the knees closed, girl.
That's the one bad thing about having a show that has all these like local, you know, up-and-coming bands. A lot of their fans are like anywhere from 13 to 16 years old. So that's the female audience.
Well, 16 is such a sweet age for girls.
But it's sweet for sponsors because they spend money on like crap.
Is.
Yeah.
No, you're trying to get, you know, a little conversation.
And by the way, Samantha, have you had a sweet 16 yet?
No, I'm not. I'm not into stuff like that.
Then you wouldn't want to call fancy schmancy balloons to have all your party decorating.
Talk about slagging in a promo there. All right, go ahead. And what's the number for fancy schmancy? This is
Jeff Samantha, if you had a sweet 16, you'd certainly want to call fancy schmancy balloons at area code 516-797-3229.
What's that number again, Jeff?
That would be 516-797-3229.
That was like the worst segue for a promo ever. I would have gotten to you at the end of the show.
It got you to laugh.
Are you like a clown at the party or something like that?
No. I just blow a lot. Blow up a lot.
360.
I didn't know there were that many man named balloon. Oh, I blew that joke.
Your
okay.
Fancy henchman to come down.
That's right.
So Samantha, so how long have you been a fan of Jimmy and Robin and Anthony and all those various incarnations?
Actually, me and Jimmy hadn't talked for a really long time, so I just found out about them. I've only listened to them like twice.
I forget about Jimmy. How long have you been a fan of mine?
Well, she found this on MySpace. That's the best thing.
Yeah, it is cool. Yeah.
Samantha, can you do me a favor and just put something on MySpace that Dave's gone by?
Because yeah.
Dave doesn't have any computer knowledge.
No computer knowledge. No fans.
He's on MySpace now.
16-year-old
girl. I was the first one to write him.
That's true.
He has no friends.
No, well, actually, I have a few. A lot of bands, again, that kind of. But they're not your. They're sort of more folky kind of. You know.
That's why on our show, what we're going to do is we're going to like promote other radio shows and stuff like that. Like we look at it as like we're on a station, but it's like our show kind of. Like I like to promote other things, like help out bands, help out other radio shows, because I know that I would want the same respect if I tried to go on someone else's radio show.
What are some of the bands that have appeared in the three previous incarnations of?
Well, a lot of popular bands. Maybe you know, we had a band called Power Man 5000, which was a really popular band. We had. We had the Casualties, we had Norma Jean, we had...
I had a little band called the Beatles on my show.
The Who?
The Beatles.
Oh, not the Who. It was when did you have the Beatles on your show?
I don't know. It was like fantasy in my bedroom.
Oh,
so it was,
I don't even
and,
know.
Before,
go you know, there, dude.
It was like a big thing. We wouldn't follow up. But before, like after when the show ended, I was more like, I loved doing the show for 2 years. I had fun, but I kind of wanted to see how I would do on my own. And I wanted to try to venture out and, you know, be a real radio DJ on a big radio station. So I found one in Pennsylvania. It was the number one classic rock station in the area. So I started doing weekends over there, and I did it for like 6 months. But I knew, like, you know, this is more where my heart is. And, you know, I could make it over there, but I can never really maybe take the show. Because it's not a show. I'm a DJ, you know what I mean? But this is like my show, so I could take my show where I want to take it, you know?
Plus, yeah. I'm very talented, and he didn't have me with him.
And besides, there's no song called Pennsylvania. If you make it there, you can make it anywhere.
No, we don't have.
And like, yeah, before we left our show, we actually like we wrote all these bands, and a lot of people say, "Oh, you can't get that band." I could get any band I want. These bands need publicity. They want to do our show. We like them. We're fans, and we give them the opportunity. They don't have to do it live. Like we could do pre-interviews. Like I tell them,
can you get the Jimi Hendrix experience? I think that would be really really cool.
The Stones, like he's what's his name, fell out of the
Brian
tree
Jones.
Again.
Well, yeah, well, no, if you get Brian Jones back, that'd be a sitar.
So I write these bands and I tell them, hey, I'll interview them whenever you want. If they want me to interview them at 3 o'clock in the morning to get them on the show, I'll do that. Now, before we left our old show, I actually wrote Metallica, and I swear to God, they wrote back and they were like, "We sound like it sounds like a good show. We're taking a little bit of a break now, but contact us later in the fall and we'll see what we could do."
That was was it from their manager or did you get?
Well, actually, talked to their manager. Yeah,
cool, but that's
cool. That's
cool.
But then
cool.
We stopped doing the show, so I haven't kept in touch. I don't know.
Right,
you know,
well, they're big fans of Dave, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm tight with the Metallica guys because we went through drug rehab together. It was really neat. You know, in that movie, they always cut me out of the shots, but I'm in the background pretty
Wait,
much.
Samantha had something to
say. Yeah, I think Samantha's talking to her mom in the background.
Samantha, can you put your mother on?
Put the phone.
She's
yeah.
more our demographic.
See, my cousin Kenny, this is his cousin. So she's kind of like in my family, I guess. I don't know. Somewhat. I mean, it's like a whole...
We're sort of cousins. That's usually what I tell people.
It's like a second cousin
like,
twice.
I call my cousins, my cousin Kenny's mom, I call her Aunt Marilyn, and that's her sister's mom. I mean, the
wow.
girl on the phone.
So when he sleeps with her, it's not weird.
Oh, no.
You call your mom sister, too?
She's 16. Can you put Marilyn on the phone?
Marilyn?
No, she's not.
Marilyn.
Join us, please, Marilyn. Are you there? Are you giggling, too?
Yes.
Well, we talked to Trudy.
Well, that Trudy was your husband's.
My,
what was it,
no, not my husband. It would be my father's wife.
Oh, that was Freudian. I'm sorry. Forgive me. It's late, ladies.
You were talking about blowing before, so I don't know.
Hey, so we've got to blow this joint for just a moment or two because I've got to do some business. But we will be right back with Jimmy, Anthony, maybe Samantha, certainly Jeff on Dave's Gone By, plus Kofi Annan and more. Stay with us, please. Yes, the laughs are on me and on a whole bunch of people in the studio today at Dave's Gone By, my good friend Jeff Goodman, plus Anthony and Jimmy from Indecent Exposure Radio. And I guess we should plug it a little bit more. And also we've got Samantha on the phone, who is a 16-year-old fan. Maybe your first groupie, if you can wait 2 years. So
yeah, we've had the groupies already.
Have you really? Do you have groupies yet? Have you sampled the wares of
well,
young
we
ladies?
We haven't sampled anything, but we do have this one girl.
They've had groupies, not groupies.
Well, the only thing that's like it's not bad, but ever since I started doing the show, I have a girlfriend, so it's kind of like you know.
Mm. Yeah. I met her. She used to same
yeah,
girl
yeah,
from
yeah,
yeah.
yeah Danielle yeah
she's
so.
Very nice
yeah
sure. and hot too and I yeah. bang, no I only banged her once or twice.
Is Samantha jealous?
Well, I kid because I hate what no
you probably do it more than I do. So.
If you're listening, she's listening. You're in trouble.
I was gonna say she's just gonna love this show.
And my wife is going to, if she lets me in.
And you're going to hear it from your parents.
When we're on, Dave's inner side comes out, you know?
Oh, totally.
That's why, you know what? When we were on, a long time ago, there was an old show by a guy called Redman. Now, before we came here, he did
That's
a show.
That's Mr. Redman to you.
Mr. Redman music show. It was a more of a, remember before we came, he was dull. He didn't talk that much. He was kind of quiet. Once we came, his whole, like, he changed, and then we just, you know,
emerged. Exactly, where did he come? But, you know, no, I kid. I'm not going there.
Well, this is the, now we've gone to the bad side of the tracks in the Daverhood.
Exactly. Well, there have to be two sides, because otherwise one side wouldn't mean anything, you know. Without rage and pain and hatred, love would mean nothing. Well, what was it that Kiki and Herb say? They didn't say it in the show, but what's their line? You know, without love, there's only rape. So,
but they don't. They said it, but not in the show.
Yeah, they said a lot about the really not funny thing. Oh, we'll talk about that later at some point. Oh, what a bad show. Anyway.
No, it was just long. It was
endless. It's a Broadway show. Where Jimmy, Anthony, tell us more about Indecent Exposure. What your plans are for the next
and
year or so.
And give us the address in New Rochelle's office that never closes.
Because you said that the doors open all the time at the radio station?
Yeah. People are going to come in.
And there's no guard, right?
No, actually, I'm the guard.
Well,
I'm in control.
Well, any girls who would like to come in, the address is what?
Well, no, if they're girls coming in, give them 404 Route 109 in West Babylon. Yeah, that's our address.
You wouldn't know what to do with an 18-year-old, David.
I didn't know what to do with an 18-year-old when I was 18.
There you go.
But yeah, you know, the show starts next Saturday.
But she brings a sheep. Yeah, what? Sorry?
No, the show starts next Saturday at 12, September 2nd. We have a really good show. We have a band called Splitboat live in the studio, a band from just got off Ozfest called Bleeding Through, which is a big popular band. They were on Jay Leno and all. And we have a funny guy called the Kid from Brooklyn. He's an old man who does, like, these crazy videos and stuff like that. He's on VH1, so... You know, we have pretty good shows coming up. You know, we're just still booking bands now. And we're going to be changing it a little bit. We're going to have a lot of comedians in the studio also, you know. We want to try to just...
Will Dave be a guest on your show?
I know Dave. He can come down.
He invited me,
yeah. He came on our show. He could always, you know, come on out. You know.
I will come all over your show.
David.
I'm just saying, I would be happy to visit. I would be very happy. By the way, tell people that they can see at your MySpace site, not just, you know, pictures and information about the show, but you actually have clips of stuff. Tell.
Yeah, we have a thing. If you go to IndecentExposureRadio.com, if you go under live videos, we have our own YouTube page, which is a internet thing where you can watch videos. Videos and stuff like that. So we made our own page with live in-studio bands performing. And these clips are small, like they were like 40 seconds. But now we got something more where we could hold up to 60 minutes per show. So we're going to be having like full performances. We're going to have like during the breaks, like funny things that we're doing. We're just going to try to, you know, do a whole bunch of different things. And we're going to probably be on a couple of other internet radio stations. I'm just working out the details right now. But we're actually going to be on this thing. It's called Pal Talk. It's a virtual online talking chat room. And you can go in there. And I could put the show in the chat room so people can go in there and chat while listening to the chat room at the same time.
Listening
to the show at the same time and talk at the same time.
And getting naked. So
it
covers all the bases.
Everyone has webcams so people can get naked and dance and do whatever they want.
Jeff is already getting naked, which is a little frightening. But
yeah.
I like them, Jeff. They're pointy.
Excuse me, Ralph. I touched the sky.
Samantha, you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you stopped laughing. Okay, I guess.
Well, it stopped being funny about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, as soon as I open my mouth, like, the laughs go... Pfft. So
like do you sound like you'd be attracted to Dave?
16, dude, why are you asking?
She could be attracted to you. You don't have to have sex with her.
No, but don't go there.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking this. This just came to my mind. I remember when we first knew about you, like... Your last name is Lefkowitz. When you were younger, were you around when they had David Berkowitz? Did people ever, like, make fun or...
They still do. They still call me, oh, you're the son of Sam.
Yeah. I'm thinking, fuck.
What is this, a Goldberg iceberg thing?
Well, no, Berkowitz, I get it all the time. All I got before that was, are you related to... There was an attorney general of the United States named Louis Lefkowitz. And unfortunately, I had to say, no, I'm not. I wanted to be related to him. But people said, oh, David Berkowitz, killing the women. I'm like, no, I'm not. I like to sometimes, but I didn't.
Remember Benny Goodman?
Yeah. Did you really get some?
Uncle.
Really?
No.
Not that.
But Dodie Goodman.
Not related.
No.
Yeah. Are there any other Goodmans? How many times did you do this joke? Let's see.
Oh, it's just endless.
No, are there other Goodmans? Who was another famous Goodman? Goodman's Noodles.
Sean?
Good. He's not even Jewish. Yeah, right. Well, maybe he is. No,
no, he's not. No. He's Cajun. He's now digging out New Orleans.
Is it what?
He's from New Orleans.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So they can go down for all those benefits. It's Katrina 1 year later. That's why we're sort of bringing all this.
He was just before Katrina. I think he was the king of Mardi Gras or something.
And then they started using him as a float, which was very helpful.
No, it was
now, that was funny, Jeff. Come on. So, tell me, because I've got to wrap up with you guys, because we got other stuff to do when Dave's gone by, but what are some of the other really crazy, wild things that you guys did, again, in previous... Because you're not starting the new show, Indecent Exposure, until
right?
next week. Yeah, so tell us some of the things you've done.
I just look at the prank calls. We used to call the station that Jimmy works for, and we used to prank the people on the air there.
Yeah.
With different voices and stuff like that. And
well, specifically, like...
If I give you Dave's home phone number, will you prank him?
Sure, why not?
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you so much.
No, we would call...
It'll end up being a fax machine.
Yeah, anyway, right.
There was this one producer that used to work there. He had a very distinct voice. He talked like this, you know, bottom line, and that. So we would call as him, and first we'd say, like, a serious call, then we'd say something stupid, and, you know...
Would he get mad, or would he realize it was you guys and it was cool?
Some people would get mad, and some people would, you know, just... No, it was us and laugh about it. But, you know, the whole part of a prank call, I mean, even like we used to then prank people with soundboards on the computer.
Yeah.
Like they have like the celebrity soundboards. You call them like Arnold's voice or somebody else. And some people just get really like, you know, all worked up over, you know, they'll stay on the phone with the prank call for a long time, which really, like, if someone has the wrong number with me, I hang up. But some people argue with the people and you really get them going. And that's when we do our best work like that.
You know what you should do? Prank people by calling them up and asking if they'd like to have a mortgage. Because everyone calls me about a mortgage, so it would be really cool if it was a radio station pranking.
I used to do that part-time.
Or take surveys.
Those are... how did they work, those? Where you would get a phone call... I got a couple of these here at the station, where it was all pre-recorded, and, you know, depending on how you answered the question was how the next question was...
It was probably us.
You bastards.
Probably was.
Because you know it's pre-recording, yet you're answering, and you want to put the phone down, but then...
Because it sounds like the real person. Like, I got someone, I probably honestly made the best Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard call ever made. I know it's the best. I had someone on the phone for about 5 minutes yelling at me, cursing at me. I had his wife on, then she said, "You got to talk to my husband," and I was yelling, and then the husband came on, he was cursing at me. And these people just kept going on. It was so funny.
And meanwhile... Everything that you were doing was just hitting a button and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I was good with it. I used to practice a lot, so I know what to say, the response and stuff like that, so I just worked it really good.
That's so... I mean, it's horrible, but it's really cool. And were there other, like, did you do, like, comedy bits? I remember there was,
Well, I used to do, like, you know, bands come into the studio, and if I didn't like the band, I would just rip them apart. Like, we had this one band called The Sass come in here.
Yeah.
And just by the name, you can imagine.
You Sass the Sass.
And this one kid was just dancing around like Tinkerbell, like, the whole time. And then he goes, "Excuse me, is there a place for me to tinkle?" No, I said, "I don't know about tinkle." I said, "I'd piss in there. I don't know about it." But, like, he was dancing in the studio, playing the music. And Jimmy always let a band stay till 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
At, like, 12:30, Jimmy's like, "All right, thanks, the Sass is going to let them go now," and, you know.
What kind of music were they?
Tinkerbell.
Like emo rock.
Oh, so it wasn't, yeah.
It was stuff that we had on the show, like the type of, you know, the genre we had.
But once you saw them.
Yeah, another band called Shy Lovers.
Wait till Sass gets really big. You'll be sorry.
What was it?
0 Degree Minus.
0 Degree Minus came in, and one of the members was in a boy band before he was in this rock band.
Right.
And I found on the internet the music, and I played it, and we made fun of him. And it's just like, that's where most of the comedy comes from.
Yeah.
It's from the bands, and, you know, we make fun of each other, we make fun of the bands, but we don't do it like, you know, because the bands are our guests, so we don't want to offend them
right.
too much.
No, but that's what Howard Stern, I mean, it's the line that only he can really walk that carefully, where he can be mean, funny mean, and still the guest loves him.
Well, yeah, because we let the bands come on and not only promote their stuff, but we talk to them like normal people. Like, when they go on a more popular station, they're just talking about certain things. Like, we have them in there talking to us. Even when we're done with the interview, if we like them and they add something to the show, we'll let them stay in the studio and continue the show with us while we're talking and playing music and asking them what they think. And, you know what I mean? We like to be friends with these people. And now, on our new show, we're going to try to have a lot of concerts, too, maybe like every month. You know, an Indecent Exposure radio concert
somewhere. You know,
Dave,
at a bar.
Dave does that too with the guests. You can go now.
Actually, in about 2 more minutes, you all can. But, okay, in a nutshell, remind everybody that your show, Indecent Exposure Radio, begins...
It begins this coming Saturday, September 2nd at midnight on WVOX. If you go to IndecentExposureRadio.com and you can click on Listen Live and listen to it. And we have a lot of good guests and a lot of good bands coming up. And
what's the number on WVOX?
1460 AM.
And it's Saturday at midnight, which is after Friday midnight, not the...
No, it's actually Saturday, 12:00. It's like going into Sunday.
Yeah, so I mean,
Sunday morning. So it's like Sunday.
Early
Sunday morning.
It's better to say Saturday nights, but yeah.
Yeah. Going into like Sunday,
so before you sleep on Saturday,
and like we're gonna have a lot of great rock bands, a lot of up and coming bands. We're gonna try to make the show big. Like we're looking to do big things. We're probably gonna be hopefully getting in the Daily News, hopefully getting Metal Edge magazine and stuff like that. So we're just looking to take the show where it's never been before, and we want everyone to please help us out. But if they don't listen to us, we're gonna make them listen to us, and we're just gonna
and it's a new Rochelle.
But listenable everywhere because of live streaming, just like this show, yeah.
Yeah, and we always like WGBB. Dave always helped us out. Trevor always helped us out. And we just, we always never forget, who was there for us.
Don't ever forget your roots.
As Ellie Wiesel once said about both our shows. It was kind of nice of him to say that specifically about our radio programs.
You meet the same people on the way down.
Well, everybody, dial on down to WVOX4. Indecent Exposure Radio. Jimmy, Britt, and Anthony de Gustavus.
Di Domenico.
I'm sorry. Di Domenico.
It's not that hard a name.
Wishing you best of luck. I will take you
thank
up on
you
your
so
offer
much.
To visit you guys.
And we're forgetting
guys.
About our friend on the phone.
She just clicked off. I forgot about her long enough.
Yeah,
but
thanks to everyone to listen. And you could always go to
took the hand.
We all have MySpace, myspace.com/IndecentExposureRadio. And like on our show, we let people call. Like we take tons of calls. You can call up and promote your T-shirt company, your band, this, that. We let people call. We're not trying to, we don't have a set
You know what
thing,
you
know,
really would like to promote? Fancy Schmancy Boom.
Man, you must be hurting for money this month.
Yeah, no one's booking. It's really terrible.
Well, when you start having concerts, you need balloons and stuff like that. Start using
right.
centerpieces.
And all the bar mitzvahs your band plays.
And so when you get a band up there, they can take the guitars and smash the centerpieces to bits. It's really an effective thing. Indecent Exposure Radio, thank you for being on Dave's
Gone By. Thank you.
We'll be back after this.